That's correct. Well, what we have done is we have initiated an incident management team to deal with this very serious issue. So the incident management team has two priorities, really. One is to get the message out to the public to protect public health in the issuing of the boil water notice, and I think that has gone on over the past 2 days. The second was to prepare a list of actions in trying to determine how quickly we can solve or deal with the issues that associated with the cryptosporidium samples. Those actions are basically we've agreed with the HSE a suite of sampling and testing throughout the scheme over the next 2 weeks. And following the results of the outcome of those samples, we will be sitting down and discussing with the HSE what we can do what comes out of the results of those samples. So the next 2 weeks will be testing and checking and sampling across the network and the entire scheme, and then we will reevaluate the situation.
Okay.
Those results.
And you're also carrying out scouring of the pipes. Does that mean cleaning of the pipes, essentially?
Yeah, well, scouring is something that we would do routinely in any network. It's a kind of cleaning of the pipes. We do it on an ongoing basis, but what we are doing here is that we're enhancing the scouring program to certainly into the more critical areas in the scheme that we would see. So we will be doing increased scouring activities in the scheme over the next, 2 weeks, and that may result in some discoloration of water, which is part of the process. But by running a tap for a short period of time, that discoloration should disappear.
Okay. And how many clear samples does the HSE need before they could lift such a boil water notice?
Well, I think what we are doing is we have an extensive suite of testing and sampling agreed over the next 2 weeks. And pending those results, and the results aren't about the numbers, it's about what's in the samples and the type of sample, the type of result of the sample. So it's very difficult to put an actual number on it at this point, but we will be reviewing all the elements of the samples with the HSE after the 2 week period.
And can anything be added to the water to kill the cryptosporidium?
No, there isn't any. The proper treatment for cryptosporidium is a full treatment barrier, including ultraviolet light. So that is the only only way of dealing with cryptosporidium.
So is it possible to give people an indication at this point as to just how long they may have to boil their water for now?
Well, I think the first decision will be when we analyse and review the samples in 2 weeks' time. When we do that, then we will obviously have a clearer picture of what we can or can't do in terms of removing the boil water notice. We will, in the interim, then had examined other options, either an interim or a permanent or more permanent solution. So we would probably be in a position to give an update on that area in probably 2 weeks' time.